This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening. Hope the week is starting off well. Well, just saw CNET and other tech news outlets are telling us all to change our passwords to our Google, Facebook, Instagram, Microsoft, and Roblox accounts, to name a few, because some hackers managed to get a lot of our passwords and then dump them all on a public website before it was taken down. So, yeah, we may want to change some passwords. And Taylor Swift, all happy after saying this weekend she bought the ownership rights back to her first six albums up to Reputation. So maybe now she can stop remaking Taylor's versions of her old albums. All right, let's get going.
My favorite stories of the day.
About a week ago, I did a story on how Pigeon Fest is coming up in Manhattan on Saturday the 14th, a day after the nationally recognized Pigeon Appreciation Day on Friday the 13th, of all days to be appreciated. Well, talk about some lazy pigeons. Back on Saturday, two of them caught a ride on a Delta flight out of Minneapolis-St. Paul to Madison, Wisconsin. And UPI is reporting the first freaked passengers out when it took off flying through the cabin. And of course, somebody whipped out their phone, started recording video, knowing people will hit like on this on social media. And WCCO, CBS TV Minneapolis, used the video in their story, which said the first pigeon was flying around the cabin before they left the gate. So baggage handlers came in and got that one out. But then the pilots pulled out of the gate, thinking the coast was clear, and that second pigeon said no, it was not. Yeah, the guy who video recorded this all told the Minneapolis Star Tribune the second one, I was first strutting down the aisle like a cool bird would until somebody tried to grab it, and that's when that pigeon started flying over passengers' heads, just like the buddy did a few minutes prior. Yeah, pilots ended up having to turn that Delta plane around and went back to the gate. The same baggage handlers ended up catching the second bird. And after that, a flight attendant who had already given the pre-flight safety instructions got back on the mic and asked passengers to please check to make sure there are no more birds on board. Now, UPI is reporting they all started laughing, but the flight attendant was like, nah, for real though, check under the seats and bags. In Ohio's Mahoning Valley, near Youngstown, police say a 37-year-old man walked into a Home Depot store last Monday, the 26th, in Austintown, posing as a sales rep for DeWalt, you know, one of the better tool makers around. And WFMJ NBC 21 is reporting store security then caught the guy going to get a pair of bolt cutters, then to a neighboring aisle where the tools are, use the bolt cutters to open the gates that DeWalt and other tools are stored behind. And they say the guy grabbed one of the Home Depot's flatbed carts and piled 23 items onto it. Several DeWalt batteries, saws, blowers, and grinders, adding up to about $4,200 worth of stuff that cops say the guy then tried to push out of the store on that flatbed without paying. Yeah, he tried. 21 WFMJ is saying police arrested the bad poser and took him to jail on felony theft, possession, and vandalism charges. Don't blame it on the moonlight. A 31-year-old woman in Washington, D.C. is facing some serious charges because the Saturday before last, Fox 5 D.C. is reporting she decided, for whatever reason, to blame everything I'm about to tell on her Lord and Savior, Michael Jackson. Seriously. She started by taking off all her clothes right in the lobby of the Hilton Garden Hotel in Northwest D.C., then went outside and laid on a towel on the ground. So at this point, it could have been someone a little too excited about laying out to get an early jump on that summer tan, but nope. After someone called police about a nude woman outside, she ran inside to the bar, and cops tell Fox 5 people started running, not necessarily because a butt-naked woman walked in, but because the butt-naked woman then got behind the bar and started throwing bottles at people. D.C. police say the bar was a mess with shattered glass when they got there, and hotel staff, well, they were standing around this nude woman who at that point was sitting at one of the bar's high tables with her rear end all over that chair. And that's when officers say they asked her why, and she reportedly said, "My Lord and Savior Michael Jackson told me to." Now, cops say she also said she was trying to hit all the white people while throwing liquor bottles, but MJ said it doesn't matter if you're black or white, so can't blame him for that part. And she's now facing hate crime charges, though, related to assault and property destruction, along with lewd and disorderly conduct charges. Sometimes some stories will make one wonder what drug is being used or what medical condition people are under, and this was one of those. Hope she's okay. Someone please call 911. Also, the Saturday before last, two hikers in upstate New York's Adirondack Mountains called 911 to report they had gotten lost and that the third hiker with them had died on the popular Cascade Mountain summit in the High Peaks. Sometime between that 911 call, though, and wildlife rangers finding them, the third hiker also called 911 because they were not dead or hurt. Rangers said the two hikers were just high on shrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, when reporting their buddy's death. And in that altered state, the Associated Press is reporting they did not get any more time to enjoy tripping on shrooms while hiking and camping. Now, an ambulance took them both to a hospital, while the third buddy they declared dead was escorted back alive to the campsite. Back in a moment. But before we break, hey, check out DJ Greg H's Jams podcast. Here's a promo.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Tired of grocery store sticker shock when you see the price of eggs? Come to J-Dub's Rooftop Market for premium eggs, straight from J-Dub's pigeon coop. $5 a dozen for eggs laid minutes before, fresh out the mother pigeon. It can't get more organic than that. So swing by J-Dub's Rooftop Market at the corner of Clinton Avenue and South 17th in Newark. Drop by.
I'm gonna offer you.
And now, for the world around us.
And the things people do for attention and recognition. Last Thursday, Guinness World Records posted video of a 28-year-old British daredevil who did 7 backflips in 30 seconds while on fire. And that broke a Guinness record, which means somebody thought to do this before. The British guy was wearing protective gear and said he was soaked in gel and put in a fridge for 24 hours before this stunt. So said he was actually extremely cold while flipping in flames. But still, as soon as the 30 seconds were up, he was sprayed down with a fire extinguisher, wrapped in a towel, and then told Guinness he wants to break more full body burn records. Yeah, there are more of these. And by his description, so many records for full body burns. And one day, robots will look at each other and wonder what the hell was up with these humans.
As the flame burns higher, long live forever the stat, huh? Cause we're on fire. Fire, fire, fire.
Victoria Police in Australia just put out surveillance video footage this past Wednesday showing a guy fall victim to karma. Oh, it is worth the internet search to see this. This man in Australia setting himself on fire in a restaurant. Use those keywords. Look this up because it will be the visual definition of a stupid criminal. Calling it like I'm seeing it. News.com.au is among outlets with the footage backing up the cop story that this guy broke the glass front door while pushing his way into the restaurant holding a red gas can. Then started pouring the gas or whatever flammable liquid was in the can all over the restaurant's bar counter and floor, causing him to start slipping and sliding. And then, while this genius was slipping and sliding on the flammable liquid, he pulled out a lighter or a match and lit it, and immediately went up in flames while slipping his way into a stop, drop, and roll while trying to run out. Yeah, he didn't roll long enough to put out the fire on his clothes, and I don't know if the arsonist is a liar, but his pants were on fire as he ran out of the restaurant. And this happened a year ago, late May of last year, so Victoria Police just released the footage, hoping it'll help with tips on finding this genius. Now, someone firing up a cigarette outside in France is almost as cliche as someone in France wearing a beret. You know, sort of the stereotypical image we've seen here in America, at least. But France's health and family minister said in an interview published back on Thursday that starting July 1st, no smoking will be allowed in public places where children may be, like at beaches, parks, bus stops, sports venues, and outside schools. Yeah, the ban does not cover e-cigarettes, and cafe terraces will be excluded. But fines will be 135 euros or 154 bucks if caught lighting up in those public spots in France after July 1st. Well, time for another break. Smoking break. Back in a moment.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper.
Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the rosy aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie Bathroom Rolls, because your butt deserves it.
Available nowhere.
What's up with what's going down, though?
An 18-wheeler truck carrying about 70,000 pounds of honeybee hives tipped over and crashed this past Friday morning in Washington State near the Canadian border. And the AP is reporting that led to police officers having to dive back in their cruisers here and there to avoid bee stings. And beekeepers, they had to come out and spent hours coaxing the honeybees back into their hives. Yeah, they said the truck driver was not hurt after not managing a turn well enough to avoid tipping over into a ditch. Yeah, the AP did not say if any bees got in the cabin and stung him, but the local sheriff did say the beekeepers were trying to reset the hives, hoping their queen bees would find their way home. And as much as it hurts to get stung, we should all want them to save them all. I mean, they are crucial to the food supply, pollinating over 100 crops, but experts say bee and other pollinators have been dropping in numbers for years now, from insecticides, parasites, disease, and climate change. So beekeepers nowadays, they're trucking millions of hives from one place to another. That's what this one was doing, to help areas low on pollinators. Just seems those truckers and highway patrol officers may want to start carrying beekeeper suits.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays.
Been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed?
Or for using baby oil to a suspicious degree? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
We fight hard for our clients. No questions asked.
We don't want to know the answers. We only want...
You should call me Big Slammy.
That's the way I roll.
Front, back, side to side.
Now that's really the way I roll.
Well, I like the way you call me Big Slammy.
That's the way I roll.
Slammy Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here, and right now, we're going to...
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 3rd. The district guy in Abbott Elementary, Dr. Josh Segarra, 39.
Someone who talks the talk, but also walks the walk.
Singer Life Jennings, 52. No Mercy, a German pop band of American singers, and two of them are named Ariel and Gabriel Hernandez. Go figure. And they're also 52. CNN host and 60 Minutes correspondent Anderson Cooper, 58.
Just a little more passion, can we try?
Singer Dan Hill is 71. Singer Denise Williams is 75 now. Robert Scorpio in General Hospital. Actor Tristan Rogers, 79.
Hey there, lonely girl.
Singer Eddie Holman, also 79. And actor Irma P. Hall is 90. Then on Wednesday, model and actor Bar Raffelli will be 40. Actor and may as well have been a model, Angelina Jolie will be 50. And so will actor-comedian Russell Brand, 50. Actor Noah Wiley, from ER to the Pit. Wonder if he feels like a doctor. He'll be 54. Singer, songwriter, producer, former record exec Al B. Shore will be 57 at Unibrow. Hey, I'll be sure I had a verse in this one, too. But singer El DeBarge will turn 64. Actor Keith David will be 69. Mamas and Papas, singer-actor Michelle Phillips, 81. And actor Bruce Dern, Laura's dad, will be 89. Then on Thursday the 5th, Grover in the Neighborhood. Watched him grow up on that show. Actor Hank Greenspan will be 15. DJ Mustard, name made to be a Heinz spokesman. He'll turn 35.
Strictly hip hop, boy. I ain't singing this, bringing this to the entire nation.
Marky Mark with his funky bunch. Rapper and actor Mark Wahlberg, 54.
You're like a dream come true.
Singer Brian McKnight will be 56. Actor and comedian Jeff Garland, 63. Quiet Storm Music. Saxophonist Kenny G will be 69. Psychedelic Furs singer Richard Butler will also turn 69. Financial helper Susie Ortman, 74. And Bill Moyers Journal. Johnson's White House press secretary journalist Bill Moyers will turn 91. And that does it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thank you so much for listening, as always. And please follow and subscribe. And if podcasts ever come up in a convo, let them know about the show. Have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Showed up.